Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bloodlines on Eurofolk Radio. Today is February 18th, 2018, and we are back live after several days of being down. Computers, we can't live with them, we can't live without them. And so Paul has been working furiously to get us back online. We'd have to start from scratch building the entire calendar. But at least he's got the live shows scheduled, so we can do our live shows, and we'll just have to rebuild the pre-recorded shows back into the calendar piece by piece. It's going to take a while, folks, but at least we got the live shows going. All right. So
okay.
How are you doing?
I want to speak to that.
Okay.
I have a number of Jashers, the new shows, pre-recorded. I'm not going to load him up until he gets the calendar working. They are on my website. If you want to listen to them in sequence, it would be Jasher 47 through 4848, et cetera, et cetera. You can go to my website and start listening on my website until the FR gets its audio back up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's https://www.pastor, pastor-steve.com. And all my shows are on my website. In case you missed any up due to the problems we've had, you can catch those shows on my website. So
very
there
good.
You go.
Very good. And so approximately how many shows do you have up there now?
Oh, for heaven, all of them.
Well, okay, that's a precise answer. Okay, very good. So there's always ways to... Wait a minute. I'm trying to post. Oh, there we go. So there's a discussion in the chat room, Pastor Stephen. By the way, we're going to continue our series on the 95 Theses. But there's a discussion in the chat room about whether, you know, what is the difference between the, and we just did a show with this, about this, with Professor Truth, talking about the difference between the creation of the species in Genesis chapter 1 versus Genesis chapter 2, where Yahweh is dealing with only one man, one Adamite, the man Adam with a capital A, and
okay,
the woman
Eve. Okay, he is the prototype for us. The others were there,
mm-hmm.
But... it was a separate area.
Oh, yeah.
And he was the prototype, special genes, et cetera, that would trickle on down the line to us. Now, the sons married with the other Adamite women. They had the basic DNA, but they're the DNA that Seth added was special. It was much more concentrated, and it led to the chosen race of Israel eventually. So Ha-Adam with a capital A is different than Adam. There is a difference. So
yes,
that unless you understand the Hebrew, it's hard to tell it. It's
yes. Well, I just put a link to my article on the subject, The Beast of the Field, in which it's explained that the Hebrew word chaya, or, you know, transliterated as che, it simply means life. It simply means life. And
it's not che, it's chai.
Yeah, chai. Yeah, right. I'm just transliterating into English. But so people, you know, that, you know, because people are used to using English. But in any case, it does not mean four-legged animal, okay, which is what the King James Version and other so-called theologians have demanded, that it must mean some kind of specific species The word Chaya does not mean a specific species. It simply means life. Okay? And so
right.
up until Genesis 1:26 and 1:27, we have the various land-breathing animals, air-breathing animals that are on the land that were created in Genesis 1:24 and 25. And so that includes all other hominids. All other hominids. The proof
that
includes blacks, Chinamen, and all the other humanoid species. Now, of course, many of these have been hybridized in the interim, and actually, they were being hybridized before Adam and Eve came, right? So in Genesis chapter, and then Genesis 1, 25 and 26 and 27, now Adam kind is introduced, okay? That is to show blood in the face. So it's not mm-hmm. mankind as the theologians preach, it's Adam kind. Only those who show blood in the face are being spoken of. And then in Genesis chapter 2, we're dealing with a specific pair of Adamites, Adam and Eve. Your comment up to this point, Pastor Steve?
Okay. The publishers of Bibles and so-called translators have genericized and used the word man over and over and over and over and over. Mm-hmm. They didn't specify a specific type of man. Okay, it's Adamic man is who the scripture is written for. The non-Adamic scripture is not written for them. They were not endowed with the Holy Spirit breath of life
That's
from
right.
Yahweh. Only
That's
Adam
right. mm-hmm.
was given that. Now, when they die like horses and dogs and cats. And they have a spirit, but it's an animal spirit. And they live on the earth. And any admixture of that type of bloodline DNA with a Ha-Adam negates
the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit. And
that's right.
It kills the spirit, and they no longer are capable of receiving eternal life.
That's why Yahshua said you must be born from above, all right, to have access to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is dedicated to the Adamic species exclusively. And any admixture, well, what does it say? Deuteronomy, who was on with Michael Sweet earlier? He quoted Deuteronomy 23:2. No mamzer shall enter the congregation of Yahweh.
Well, that's why the Jew twisted what Yahshua said. He says, how can a man be born a second time from his mother's womb? And Yahshua was clear, you must be born from above. But he turned it into born again. And the Judeos have followed that.
Oh, yeah,
I'm born again. I'm saved. Well, you're not born again. If you're white, you're born from
right.
above, the spiritual birth.
Right. Yeah, the Judeo churches quote Nicodemus. And
yeah.
his statement, but Yahshua corrected him. He said, no, I didn't say born again. I said born from above. Okay, so you have to be, this is the set aside race of Israel, which was created before the world was, okay, in anticipation of all of this racial nonsense that we have to overcome in the world today. Okay, so we were existing in the heavenly realms, who knows how many millennia before the world was even created. Okay?
Yeah.
That's how special we are. So we're throwing it away if we intermarry. Okay? Transhumanism. Very good.
Oh,
I love it.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
That's good.
All right, so let's get to the topic. The 95 Theses, and I think we left off, repeat the titles, headings of Theses.
47 is where we're supposed to
okay.
start today.
And last week we ended off on thesis number 46. The rabbinate is a Babylonian. A Babylonian, not a biblical institution. Okay. Yeah, right. The rabid
The
dogs, right?
rabbinate,
The
they
rabid dogs.
have
Okay. And
rabies. Ruff, ruff.
then, right, Canaanites and canines, right? Didn't the prophecy say that that Yahshua would be surrounded by dogs when he was up on the stake, right? Didn't the prophecy say that?
Yeah,
Okay.
dogs. That
Right.
was a common Hebrewism for non-Israelite people. Dogs.
Right. Yes.
Dogs and swine.
Right. And by the way, that is what the Spanish people,
Schweinhund.
that's what the Spanish people called the Jews during the, just before Queen Isabella expelled them all. Okay.
The
This,
swine.
yep. Marrano. Marrano means swine. And that's what Jews are. They're swine because they hate.
Huecos.
Yes. And the Germans have Schweinhund, right? Which could
Schweinhund,
pig
yeah.
dog,
Big dog,
right?
yeah.
Okay, right. So, and so I just want to revisit number 46 quickly, just to quote the bottom section there from the Universal Jewish Encyclopedia, Volume 8, page 474. The Jewish religion, as it is today, traces its descent without a break through all the centuries from the Pharisees. Not from Moses, okay, folks? Not from Moses, but from the Pharisees. Their leading ideas and methods found expression in a literature of enormous extent, of which a very great deal is still in existence. Oh, don't we know that? The Talmud is the largest and most important single member of that literature. Again, this is from the Universal Jewish Encyclopedia, Volume 8, page 474. This is a total admission that the rabbis do not practice the religion of Moses. They practice the religion of the Pharisees. Over to you.
Yeah, it's Babylonian Talmudism, what it is.
Right. And here they admit it. It's a complete admission of what we've been saying about the rabbis, in Christian identity
Well,
for
see,
decades.
they're allowed to say it, we're not allowed to say
That's
it.
right. Well, this stuff wasn't supposed to
That's
be made public.
bad.
Yeah, right. But Elizabeth Dilling, my favorite Chicagoan, is the one who published photocopies of the Talmud and made them public. And so she was persona non grata for many years. The Jews hated her guts because she actually exposed what the contents of the Talmud. And because it was not supposed to be made public. The goyim know, Pastor Steve.
The
The
goyim
goyim know. Okay.
know,
And Elizabeth
oh.
Dilling is one of the people most responsible for the goyim knowing. All right. Thesis number 47. The New Jerusalem is not the same as the Old Jerusalem. And this is the title of a document by Sheldon Emery. Sheldon Emery was not a two-seedliner, however, he was a great CI preacher. He had two flaws in his theology. Number one, he preached a no devil doctrine, and he because we know the devils are the Jews are devils in shoe leather, and they answer to Lucifer, who is a spiritual real being, okay, and they answer to him. And they follow him. The Christians don't follow Yahshua nearly as much as the Jews follow Lucifer. In any case, those are two flaws in his theology. But nevertheless, he was outside of that an ex outstanding identity theologian. Okay. So, the Zionists have convinced nearly all of the world's Christians that the Israeli state is the fulfillment of the prophecies that Israel will be restored in the end times. Yeah, we will be restored. We are being restored as we speak. Few of these Christians are ever told about the fact that today's Jews are not the same as the Israelites of the old, and that this restoration will occur not in a walled city such as Jerusalem, but in a land of unwalled villages. Ezekiel 38:11. Speaking to Gog, the evil tyrant of the last days, by the way, Pastor Steve, Chris Pede has an excellent slideshow on Gog and Magog, which also can be found at www.anglo-saxonisrael.com, in which he has slides of the Rothschilds holding their annual Gog and Magog parade, which gives you an idea of who they are, right? They are Gog and Magog, folks. You don't have to look any further than the Rothschilds and global Jewry to understand who Gog is, okay? So, here's what Ezekiel 38, verses 8 through 11 has to say. After many days, you will be called to arms. In future years, you will invade a land that has recovered from war, whose people were gathered from many nations to the mountains of Israel, which had long been desolate. This is a reference to the true descendants of the Hebrew Israelites, the Anglo-Saxons, and not to mongrel Jews. They had been brought out from the nations, and now all of them live in safety. Question: can this be a reference to Israel?
No safety over there.
There's never have been any safety over there.
No.
Okay, it's been nothing but constant warfare, especially since the Ashkenazi Jews arrived. Okay.
You have absolutely no ties to the area.
That's right. Absolutely none. None. You and all your troops, speaking to Gog, remember, folks, these words are addressed to the house of Rothschild, folks. Not to Russia, to the house of Rothschild, which occupied Russia for 70 years, the Jew-Bolshevik Revolution. And this is telling us about the Rothschild, that Gog and Magog is their minions, their Ashkenazi and Sephardic Jew minions. This is who we're talking to here, folks. You and all your troops and the many nations with you will go up, advancing like a storm. You will be like a cloud covering the land. Now, has any such cloud covered the Jew-Israeli state, Pastor Steve? Is the Jew-Israeli state being attacked from...
No, they can't even get a real cloud that'll rain on them.
That's right.
They have to process seawater.
Yeah, they're running out of water, right. Okay, so this is what the Sovereign Yahweh has to say. On that day, thoughts will come into your mind, and you will devise an evil scheme. Remember, this is talking to the Rothschilds and the Jews. You will say, I will invade a land of unwalled villages. Okay?
I will attack a peaceful and unsuspecting people.
All of them living without gates and bars. Does that describe Palestine?
It describes the United States.
That's right.
And Europe, the villages of Europe.
Yeah, and in fact,
They are peaceful and unsuspecting because they've been hoodwinked.
Yes, yes. And by the way, I just came across yesterday of a Norwegian Christian identity site, which is really outstanding. And they have an article in there which describes Norway and Sweden and, you know, and Viking territory. But of course, the Vikings were pretty warlike people. But nevertheless, that was a land without walled cities. Okay, so was most of Europe. You know, it's just as the Israelite tribes began warring with each other, and the pagan Israelites began to have wars with the the Christianized Israelites, that they started to build these walled cities. And in Spain, they had to build walled cities to keep the Moors and the Jews out, right? Okay. So the last bastion on earth of unwalled cities is indeed America. And this is where all 12 tribes have settled.
Okay. Yeah, we've got everybody over here.
Yeah.
There's remnants scattered all over the planet.
That's right. That's right. Australia, but, New Zealand.
They're deceived, most of them.
Yes. Yes. Okay, I'm going to jump down tell me this, because this is a long item. If the Jews are God's chosen people, then why do they not answer to the name of Isaac, as the Anglo-Saxons do, in Isaac shall thy seed be called, Genesis 21:12? The Jews do not identify with Isaac because they are not descended from Isaac, nor do they claim
That's
to be.
Right.
Nor do they claim to be. So
no,
they're ignoring
Genesis. They claim to be descended from Edom.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Okay. They say that. They brag on it.
They brag on it. Yeah, Edom is in modern
bumper stickers.
Really? Yeah, yeah. They better be quiet because the Goyim know. Right? And the more Goyim know, the better. The Jews do not identify with Isaac because they are not descended from Isaac. No Jew ever quotes this prophecy because they know they cannot twist this scripture to fit their skin. Yet the Bible clearly tells us that the children of Abraham will be called by the name of his son Isaac. It is a biblical fact that Isaac and Rebekah rejected, you just said the dirty word here, Esau, Edom, in favor, we have to make Edom a dirty word, folks. Edom is a dirty word. In favor of Jacob Israel, because Esau took two Hittite women for wives. Instead of taking wives from his own people, he's a race mixer.
Mm-hmm.
God commands that Israel remain separate. 1 Kings 8:51 to 60. Matthew 25:32 is in the New Testament, folks. 2 Corinthians 6:17. But the mixed up mongolized Jews insist that race mixing is a blessing, especially for us. Who is lying, yeah, God or the Jews? Okay.
Let me think here.
Right. That's a hard one, Pastor Steve.
Yeah,
that's a real hard one. Okay. All right. Now I'm just going to quote Genesis 27:46, which continues into Genesis 28:1. Also, Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life, for the daughters of Heth, that is the Hittites, whom Esau married against his parents' wishes, if Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, like these daughters of the land, he had already brought them home and showed them off to his parents. And he said, look what the cat dragged in, and what availeth it me to live? So Rebecca is saying, my life is ruined because of these dogs that you brought home.
Well, they had nose rings and purple hair. And
right. Yeah.
Wearing tight pants and had their belly button pierced. And,
yeah.
Oh, pardon me. That's the modern women today, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. They were pagans, right? Feminism is just another version of paganism, folks. That's all it is. It's paganism reinvented. Okay, so I asked the question here. What? Was Rebekah prejudiced against Hittites? Dear me. Then Isaac called Jacob and blessed him. He didn't bless Esau. And charged him and said unto him, take not a wife of the daughters of Canaan. So after Rebekah rebuked Esau, Isaac blessed Jacob and said, don't you dare do what your brother Esau did. Marry within your race. Is that not the meaning of this verse, Pastor Steve?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They had brought all their customs with them, and is what is so offensive.
Yeah.
Because they had other Elohim besides Yahweh.
Right. Absolutely.
Their morals were so corrupt. They did all the fertility stuff and wife swapping and husband swapping and all that
Baal
other
worship.
Stuff. I mean, it just anything goes, you know.
Yeah, Baal worship. Yep, they did it all. And that's actually what the feminists are doing. Because what? They're goddesses. Right? They're goddesses. They worship the goddess spirit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Asherah. Mr. Kim Smith put Asherah in the chat room.
There you go.
You're right, sir.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
My screen froze up. Why don't you scroll down to 48, and I'll catch up with you.
Okay. It says Jews aren't white, and therefore they hate the white race.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
Oh.
Now, haven't the Jews been impersonating white people for centuries?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well, now they admit that they're not white.
Brad Pitt.
Oh.
All the Hollywood Jews they have, they all look like white people. They pick them because they don't have Jaime and Shlomo. Because they look like the meme that we show all the time, with the big hook nose,
mm-hmm.
and Barbara Streisand, Bob Weisand, he's well. Let's get into this. From time to time, a correspondent or writer will blithely state his unresearched opinion that Jews are white. This is not only a fallacy, but it is an impossibility. Here's why the Jews are the only people who are not qualified for protection under their own genocide treaty. Well, it's like this Florida shooter.
All right. Oh, yeah.
It's not. And he had infiltrated a white supremacist group, evidently, or whatever. They're trying to say that. But he's not white.
Yeah, he's a Jew.
look at him. You can see that he's a mutt.
That's right.
He doesn't even have Caucasian features.
They tried to say the thing about Zimmerman, who was a Latino. He wasn't white, but he had a German-sounding surname. So did Bob Dylan. His real name is Robert Zimmerman, right?
Yeah.
So
one, they are not a race. This is proven from Jewish sources in regard to Falashism or Black Jews, B'nai Israel or Indian Jews, Chinese Jews who look Chinese to a foreigner, but who are not real Chinese. Let me break here.
Okay.
Elijah Toyota of Toyota Motors is a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
The Sephardim or Semitic Jews and the Ashkenazim or Russian Jews, those are all Hittites.
Yes, they're Hittites.
Who are most likely to have white genes.
But are not white people. They just have a few white genes.
These people converted to Judaism in 700 A.D. because they were throwing the little kids in the wolf pits and watching the wolves tear them apart.
Right.
Many of them resemble white people. But all of them, according to the genetics of the Jews, have Afro-Asian genes, including the blondest of them. Blonde, blue-eyed people with Afro-Asian genes are not white, but mongrel.
Now, this is Eric Thompson speaking.
That's right.
Don't know who he is, but he's right on the money.
Mm-hmm. Two, Jews are not a religious group, for they include atheists. Two-thirds of the Jewish population of Israel are not religious, but claim to be Jewish through their mother, which is how Orthodox rabbis define Jewishness. A white person who converts to Judaism will not be deemed a Jew by Orthodox rabbis. And it says, I have to disagree with the author slightly here. All Jews are religious, but their religion is deception. So an atheistic Jew is really a Satanist who simply does not believe in God.
Okay. Yeah, their religion is Satanism.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. Okay, next.
Three, Jews are not an ethnic group because they reside in all parts of the world and resemble their host peoples in looks. That's how they hide.
That's
right. Language and often in religion, yet they consider themselves Jews. What can be their common bond? Not religion, not race, not an ethnicity, but economy.
Ooh, that's good.
Money, money, money.
Canaanites, there shall no more be a Canaanite in the land. Zechariah chapter 14.
A merchant.
Yes. Yeah.
It is their rackets which bind them together as Jews, exactly as the patels are bound together by their caste-determined role.
And I've had occasion to work for some patels.
As merchants, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Such disparate groups maintain cohesion with their common interests.
Economic
and
interests.
Behave like a nation among the
Yes,
nations.
They do.
Yet they are not a nation, but comprised of people with a common genetic origin.
They've got Hittite, that is Canaanite, Edomite genes. That's their commonality. And their love of commerce and money. Right? Yes. This is what
okay.
Jews are, folks. That's what Jews are. Okay. Let's.
Listen to this.
Okay.
It is extremely dangerous to admit Jews into white nationalist groups.
Oh, well, for sure.
That.
Yeah, that's right. But see, the white nationalists don't know it.
Experience of their sudden betrayal of white interest in Rhodesia and South Africa.
Uh-huh.
One day they were white. Next day they were staring at us as you white people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jews officially declared themselves non-white in 1972, as quoted in the Rand Daily Mail of May 15, 1972.
Yeah, so they pretended to be white to deceive us and take over our nations. And then once they succeeded in taking over our nation, they said, we fooled you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll keep on reading.
Some
this is too
goyim,
good.
As they define us.
Yes.
Go by the Fed Zog USA's definition of Jews as white. But if we were to accept Zog definitions of whites, that Zionist occupational government, for those who don't know what Zog is, it's an acronym.
Mm-hmm.
Which includes Hispanic mestizos and other Eurasian Mongols, Arabs at all. Arab means dusky.
Yes.
Okay. We would cease being white nationalists, in fact, and in effect. Foolish whites may overlook racial differences out of love for the Zionist occupational government. But mestizos, Arabs, and other Mongols do not see whites as their people, although they enjoy white women as trophy sex partners, like any black or Asian pimp. I noticed that a non-white stud with a beautiful white female will enter premises with his eye on the ostensible white males to amuse himself at the reactions, as if to say, see what I took from you, honky mothers? Why not? I could recount a tale where one walked in like that and somebody just decked him.
Right.
I won't say who, though.
Okay.
When an ostensible white enters with a black female, all eyes look at him with the unspoken question. Are you blind or nuts? I have seen this pattern almost daily in my work for a full decade. And there are many such places in this town where the same things occur.
Yeah. So the author is apparently either a South African or a Rhodesian. So, because he's giving us his experiences down there. Okay. So one more paragraph in this section, please.
The Jews' job is to infiltrate all Gentile groups, the Goyim know,
right?
in order to spy on and to influence them for the benefit of himself and his fellow Jews. A genuinely righteous Jew belongs not with us, but with his own people, who sorely need him. Exclude the Jew, white man, or your castles will be built on quicksand and they will collapse like Rhodesia and South Africa You are now informed, and you have thereby been warned.
There you go.
Right? That's what I did to show the other day, the wake-up call. You're stuck. That's once right. You know, you can't unknow.
That's right.
Once you hear Yahweh's laws, you can't unhear them.
We are to have nothing to do with Jews. Absolutely nothing. And any white person who says, oh, well, I have a Jewish friend. No, you don't. That Jew has simply been biding its time before the day comes when it stabs you in the back.
That's because like having a pet snake.
There you go. Right? And the pet snake is not your friend. Sorry, no. White person, that pet snake is not your friend. And it's not even your pet, really. You think it's your pet. You're better off having a dog or a cat or even a pig. But even dogs, cats, and pigs and snakes have been known to turn on their masters and bite them. So You're living dangerously if you have a Jew friend. Okay, I'm going to jump to thesis number 49. The Jews have...
You cut out.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
You still hear me?
The genetics of the Jews, are we going to skip that?
Hold on. Oh, yeah, I was just going to jump to 49. Right, because we've been talking about the genetics of the Jews. We know all about that.
Jews have stolen the name of Israel in order to steal the land of Palestine.
There you go. Go ahead, take it.
Oy, such a deal we got for you.
Go ahead, take it, Pastor Steve. Yeah, we're having...
I'm having such...
Yeah, we're cutting out.
Fun.
Yeah.
Who's cutting out? Are we cutting out? Or
yeah, both of us. Both of us. Intermittently. It's not serious, but, you know. Go ahead, take thesis number 49.
All right. If the Jews are Israel, why do they not fulfill the prophecy that states Israel would become a great nation and a company of nations?
Sorry.
Ooh, ah.
I couldn't hit the crunch, mute button in time. All right.
That's Genesis 17, 4, 5, 15, and 16. Genesis 18, 18. 35, 11. 46, 2 and 3. 48, 4, and 19, all through Genesis.
Yes.
Throughout history, the Jews have established only two nations, both of them in Palestine, and both times by fraud and theft. By pretending to be Judahites, they conspired with Rome to overthrow the last rightful ruler of Yehuda, John Hyrcanus, and replaced him with an Edomite imposter by the name of Herod. And in 1948, by pretending to be the descendants of Israel, they have stolen Palestine once again. And Palestine is a Roman word.
Right.
Okay.
It's a remnant of the word Philistine.
Right.
Because the Philistines lived on the coast, so they called it Palestine, which is a version of Philistine. Okay.
Right.
So this is extremely important that you understand that the Jewish people never were, are not now, and never will be Israelites. They simply are not. And we just quoted the admission that their religion descends from the Pharisees, who were the Edomite priestly tribe under Herod. Okay? So it's nothing but fraud upon fraud upon fraud.
Well, the religion comes from Babylon, which the Pharisees brought with them when they were reinstated in the land in the mixed multitude.
That's right. Yeah. And it's a mixed multitude. Jewry is a mixed multitude by their own admission, yet they still claim to be Israel. So they cannot possibly be following the laws of Yahweh. And we've talked about...
They're following the rules of their father, who is the father of lies. So, of course, they'll lie.
That's right. That's all a religion is about, is nothing but lies. Okay. So, thesis number 50. Herod was an Idumean, not a Judahite. If Herod were the rightful heir to the throne of Yehuda, why did he order that the genealogical records of Judah be destroyed? If the records had authenticated his Judahite ancestry, he would seek to preserve them. Wouldn't he? Wouldn't he?
Preserve them, yes.
Yeah. In the ancient world, strangers from other countries were not accepted into society as routinely as Americans accept them today, right? Oh, I want to be an American, or I want to be a Hittite. You'd think some straggler wanting into Hittite territory, he said, hey, I want to join you. They'd cut him down.
Well, American is a continental and national designation.
That's right.
Not a racial designation.
It used
the
to be
name
racial.
Israel is a racial designation.
There you go. It's a people, not a place.
It is a race of people.
That's right. And that stinkhole called Israel today is not the people of Israel. Plain and simple. They're not Israelites. Okay? But as long as the world believes that they are, their charade and their control of society will continue. That's why Christian identity is so important. The message we bring to the world is these Jews are a race of deceivers and liars. And until you realize that and stop believing their lies, you will be their slaves. Plain
Very
enough?
Subtle, like their father.
Yeah, right. Very subtle, like their father. Okay.
The Nakash.
Okay. So, but there has been, this is from the Nicene and post-Nicene fathers, Serial 2, Volume 1, Eusebius, Church History, Life of Constantine, Oration in Praise of Constantine, which says this, but as there had been kept in the archives up to that time the genealogies of the Hebrews, as well as of those who traced their lineage back to proselytes such as Achior, the Ammonite, and Ruth the Moabitess, but Ruth was not a racial Moabitess, she just lived in
no,
the territory.
No, she was not. She was living in the occupied land of Moab.
Right, and so this is a false analysis here by the author. Nevertheless, and to those who were mingled with the Israelites and came out of Egypt with them, Herod, okay, so Herod, note this statement very carefully, inasmuch as the lineage of the Israelites contributed nothing to his advantage, and since he was goaded with the consciousness of his own ignoble extraction, well said, burned all the genealogical records, thinking that he might appear of noble origin if no one else were able, from the public registers, to trace back his lineage to the patriarchs or proselytes and to those who mingled with them, who were called Gore, or Giore, whatever that word means. That's an unfamiliar word to me. So, but he's got the analysis absolutely right, that Herod destroyed the genealogical records so that no one could prove he wasn't an Israelite. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're being told.
And like they destroy all the evidence in all these legal cases. They destroyed all the evidence at Waco and Ruby Ridge.
That's right. And they're trying to tear down that school in Parkland to destroy the evidence.
Yep.
Boy, they're good evidence destroyers. They're book burners, too. They just
Oklahoma City, when they destroyed the building and did all of that, all the evidence from Waco was in the basement in storage.
That's right.
And it mysteriously vaporized.
Right.
But the basement wasn't damaged, was it?
No. Right. Well, since
it's true. Funny how that happened.
Yeah, yeah. At 9/11, too, in the basement of one of those two buildings were records being kept of prosecutions against the CIA. Yeah. And that was all destroyed. Okay, all the original documents.
Imagine that.
Imagine that. All right, Pastor Steve, pick it up. My computer is not allowing me to stay on the same page. I have to scroll down and find out where we
We'll
were. So
see.
pick it up.
Where were we here? Okay,
47 and 48.
The non-Israelites of Egypt, cited above, were composed of two different racial types. The Hamitic Adamites that had mixed with the Israelite slaves, the captives in Egypt, and non-Adamites who were referred to as foreigners. Well, that would be 2114, Nochri,
Nochri,
racial
yeah.
aliens, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It is important to understand that during Israel's 40 years of wandering, these foreigners had to camp outside of Israel's main encampment because they were not of Israel's race. Exodus 12, verse 45, explains that these foreigners were not to eat of the Passover because they were not of Israel's race.
Yes.
The law always allowed Israelites to intermarry within their own race. That would be intertribal.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, and even interracial.
All Israel.
Right.
And the Hamites of the at that
rather.
Time in history were still of the Adamic race. He's quoting, it sounds exactly like what I teach. They were Adamites.
That's right.
Especially the ruling classes.
Amen.
I just quoted almost the same thing out of the book of Jasher.
Okay.
The one I just recorded last night. That answers the question as to why both Yosef and Moshe were able to marry non-Israelite Hamitic women. These women were of white ancestry, descended from Noach through Ham.
Right.
And they became Israelites by marriage. But they were of the basic Adamic stock.
Right, they're the Adamites. Yeah, those show blood in the face, yeah.
Right. But an Israelite woman cannot marry a non-Israelite male.
Yeah, she
it's
her
male
offspring
marrying
will,
the women
yeah.
only.
Her offspring
that
will not
is
be counted
also
as
why
Israelites.
Joseph's two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, were adopted by Jacob and counted as sons of Israel because they were genetically white, not mongrelized, Canaanite or Canaanites or blacks, as the black Hebrews like to argue.
Yeah,
oh, that is a joke.
Right. The Judeo-Christians always like to argue that Moses married a black woman. Okay? That's hogwash, folks. It's utter hogwash. Actually, the term in Greek is Ethiopian, that Moses supposedly married an Ethiopian woman. But that's not
She was a Cushite.
Yeah, the Arabian Cush, not the African Cush. There were two Cushes.
No, Hebrew. It's Hebrew Cush.
Okay, Hebrew Cush. Fine.
They were Hamites. That,
thank you
that
for correcting me.
Migrated down there and lived in that land.
Okay.
They were also white.
Yeah, yeah, they were. And so his brother-in-law. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But he was kicked out because he would never consummate the marriage.
Yeah. Right, yeah, when he went down to Ethiopia, right, the country.
He was made ruler, and then they threw him out and almost killed him because he wouldn't mess
right.
with a woman.
Yeah. Yeah, he was forced to marry Asenath, I think was her name, which
yeah.
is kind of a version of Ashtaroth, isn't it?
Well,
Asenath.
But he
okay.
would never consummate.
No, he refused to because she was a racial alien. She was actually of
yeah.
Canaanite extraction. And so he ruled for a number of years and never consummated the marriage. That's also in the
frustrated.
Book of Jasher.
I guess she got frustrated.
Yeah. Nothing worse than a frustrated woman. Right.
Yeah, hell hath no fury
right.
Like a woman scorned.
There you go. So Asenath
okay.
was scorned, and she got pretty damn upset. Pretty
yeah, you
damn
want me to
upset
continue
about it.
On in this?
I can commiserate. Right?
Okay.
But Moses could not comply by law,
nope.
By Yahweh's law.
He wouldn't.
And he wouldn't. Just as Joseph refused to engage in sex with whatever her name was.
Potiphar's wife.
Potiphar's wife. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what did she do? She said, oh, she tore her clothes off, threw them on the ground, ran naked through the hallway, and said, he tried to rape me.
No, she tore his clothes
off. Oh, his clothes off. That's even worse.
And he ran out naked.
And he ran out naked. Okay. One way
yeah.
or the other.
I just covered that.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right. Where were we? We were having too much
Herod
fun
knew
with this
that
one.
He was a okay. mongrel of Idumean descent. That's Edom.
Yes.
Okay.
Edomite.
Idumea.
That's
the
Greek,
land of Edom.
That's the Greek. Idumea is Greek for Edom. Yes.
Or more correctly, of non-Israelite origin. And Idumeum, and he destroyed the temple records of Yehuda, which you just said,
mm-hmm.
in order to hide his own past and example his genetic shortcoming. That is also why he ordered all male children under the age of 2 to be murdered in an attempt to kill any true heirs to the throne of Yehuda.
Okay. Would you repeat that, please, Pastor Steve?
He attempted to kill any true heirs to the throne of Yehuda.
Okay, understood.
The baby,
yeah.
Yeshua, Jesus, was saved by the intervention of a messenger or an angel who warned the Holy Family to flee for their lives. The genealogical ancestral facts are obvious to anyone who is willing to look at the records with an undeceived, unprejudiced eye. It is well documented by virtually all the early church fathers that Herod was an Edomite Jew, not a Judahite, okay? And it's really not Judah, it's Yahuda, those
right.
who praise Yah.
Very good.
So they've changed the word, the name.
Sure, sure.
He's trying to kill the true heir, Yeshua Messiah, who was a 100% Adamite of the tribe of Yehuda through his mother, Miriam. Having been adopted by his Yehudim stepfather, Yosef, Yeshua was legally qualified to become king on both sides of his family. Matthew chapter 1, Luke 3, 23 to the end.
Okay. Well, the scriptures are very clear, Pastor Steve, that Yeshua was a direct descendant of Yehuda from both sides, although the father
yeah.
was his stepfather.
Well,
okay.
the... He had a divine father.
There you go. All right.
And, then, and Yahweh pointed his finger.
Yet the
Miriam,
Jews, yet the Jews
pregnant.
Still the Jews still reject him in spite of all the evidence.
You know,
why
if he
why
created
is that?
An entire universe.
Okay.
He sure can make a woman pregnant.
That's right. That's right. Okay.
Now, quit trying to downsize Yahweh.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'll take 51. Israeli is a bastard state depending upon handouts from other nations for its very existence. If the Jews are a blessing, as so many Judeo-Christian pastors assert, why do they require constant handouts from other nations to keep their own economy afloat? Without these welfare-style handouts, the Jewish state would collapse in moments from an economic implosion. They take the goodwill and hard work of others and turn it into cynical, genocidal, despotic militarism. Have you ever seen the... I know you don't watch television, but as I flip through the channels, especially on these Judeo-Christian religious stations, you always see these commercials by Jews saying, "Oh, please send money to Israel. We, our people are starving. Our old people don't know what to do." Really? You get $6 billion a day from us and you have starving people? Can't you run an economy? Okay? What's wrong with you people? Okay? What's a lie? It's just another
the
Jew
church
lie.
Or what's happening now.
Yeah, right? So what kind of a blessed nation is it that cannot even provide or maintain its own economy? Is this of God? Or is this extortion? Does God's law permit extortion? I don't think so, folks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mikael, a note to you, brother. Until they get the thing fixed on EFR, all I can do is put you in the cloud up. Okay, that's all I can do is add you to the EFR website.
Okay.
But I can't schedule repeats or any of that yet.
Yeah. Paul's
so
working on
that. I will stick your show in the cloud up a file to go on YouTube, et cetera, or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
So I will take care of that, brother.
Very good. Very good. So we'll we just have to rebuild the site. That's all there is to it. You know, it really went down.
I mean,
it crashed hard.
As much use as we get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're on 24/7.
Right. Right.
So come on.
And now the Jews accuse us of racism, and they accuse the South African government of apartheid. Yet in the Israeli state, they built a 40-foot wall, concrete wall, between themselves and the Palestinians, and they reject the notion that they're practicing apartheid. I mean, what kind of hypocrisy is this, Pastor Steve? It's total hypocrisy.
Well, now they're making more moves to kick the black Jews, quote unquote,
right,
out of
right.
They got them locked up.
Mm-hmm.
They have them in a fenced compound.
They've been sending them to Sweden. Okay, so it's okay for white countries to accept black Hebrews, so called. But the Jews don't want them and kick them out.
Well.
Okay. Thesis number 52, please, Pastor Steve.
Proverbs 18:13. He that judges a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame unto him.
Amen. Amen. Never judge a book by its cover. Never take
right.
the word of a Jew, right, which virtually everybody in the world does. The Jews say they're Israel, so they must be Israel.
Well,
come on, folks.
Until you have all the facts, don't make judgments.
There you go.
But even among our own people, or those that claim to be our own people, by their fruits ye shall know
Amen.
Them. If they have fruits of the devil,
yes.
Then they're probably not of us, okay?
That's right. They're probably not of
or,
us.
Or if they are of us, they're somebody you don't want to mess with.
That's right. You don't want them around. They're just as bad as Jews. Trolls are as bad as Jews. Okay. So we don't have to dwell on this item for much, but go through three or four paragraphs here. So
it says Hamas, which means harm. Chief killed in airstrike. Sheikh Ahmed
Yassin,
spiritual head of Palestinian militant group Hamas, has been killed in an Israeli airstrike. He was targeted. This is old news.
Yes, it is.
From a mosque in Gaza City at daybreak. Seven others were killed and many wounded. The killing triggered unrest and calls for revenge from Palestinians as tens of thousands took part in a funeral.
Okay.
Well, if they do anything over there, if they protest, they just gun them down. They're shooting little kids
That's right.
over there.
That's right. So this is
so
an example.
Why do you think they would hesitate to kill our children?
That's right. Oh, they won't. They do. Who do you think is behind abortion? in all white nations. Who do you think's behind
eating
that?
Eating the body parts, drinking
right?
the blood.
Yeah, and selling the body parts to Planned Parenthood so they can turn them into cosmetics.
Yeah.
Okay. This is they have the moral high ground, they tell us. The abortionists.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Well,
so,
it means that they are higher up and they can roll rocks down on us.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
So, I mean, the extent of Jewish perfidy in the world is just unbelievable. And it's the Jews use this word anti-Semite to shut up the dissenters. Okay, and to prevent any
discussion. And over there in Israel, we are peaceful people.
Yeah,
we are
right.
People of peace.
Well, so here is an example of the Israelis.
Killing everybody.
Yeah, they're killing everybody. So anybody they don't like, they just kill them without a trial, without any discussion, and they claim to be a peaceful people. What? Come on, people. Come on, Judeo-Christians, you better wake up, because they're doing to Americans exactly what they do to Palestinians. How many of our presidents have they assassinated, Pastor Steve?
I don't know in toto. I really don't know.
Yeah.
But
probably Lincoln? 8 or 9. Probably 8 or 9. Most famous being Lincoln.
Kennedy was the most notable.
That's right. Okay.
Because he was going to get rid of the Federal Reserve.
That's right. And he was going to pull the advisor. We didn't have a military in Vietnam yet. He was going to pull the advisors out so that we don't get more intricately involved in Vietnam.
That ties to Lincoln's assassination, because Lincoln wouldn't institute the Federal Reserve, so they killed him.
Right. Yeah, and they tried to assassinate Jackson, too.
Yeah, he wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So they finally
who did it?
Got the Federal Reserve in with Wilson.
Right. Is Wilson.
And he was a crypto coup.
And he appointed the first Jewish Supreme Court justice. Okay.
And he wouldn't sign it in until they blackmailed him, because he had a mistress and they got him on camera and did all kinds of stuff with him. So he put it in.
See, he wasn't like Joseph, who refused to violate the law, Wilson
Big
was
scam.
Just like Clinton. He was an early version of Clinton. He was messing around, and they knew about it. And
you know, the sick part of it, people thought Bill Clinton was so cool because he had so many women.
Yeah,
man, he's
a
real stud, man.
Yeah.
They didn't see the immorality that the president of the United States should be above all of that.
That's right.
And an honorable and honest man.
Yes.
And
yes.
Clinton was anything but honorable and honest.
Yeah. So the Jews reserved to themselves the right to kill anybody they please for any reason they please, and we're supposed to accept them as a peaceful people? I don't think so, folks.
Peaceful people.
Yeah. I mean, it just proves the extent to which non-Jews, the extent to which the Goyim have been brainwashed by this We Are Israel
Holly
nonsense.
The show.
Yeah, Holly Jews. Yeah. Right?
Show.
Okay. So we don't need to quote the rest of this. The meaning and intent here is obvious, that it shows that the Jews are not a peaceful people. They're a warlike people. But within their own country, they have their own armed forces. But around the world, they use proxy armies, like the British Army and the American Army and the French Army and the German Army, to fight their wars for them. And innocent people die. And for what, Pastor Steve? What has been accomplished? Have we suppressed the Iraqis? Have we suppressed the have they created a democratic form of government yet?
No.
No.
Did we defeat communism?
Nope.
It just changed its name.
That's right.
It's here.
Now it's here. It's called the welfare state. Yeah.
And the Democratic Party.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. And I'll just jump down because we'll go to the next section here. The reason why the Jews have always been the world's most hated people is because of their never-ending and systemic violation of Yahweh's laws. That is the honest answer. It has nothing to do with persecution. The real persecutors are the Jews themselves.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
So they cry,
Here in
"Oh, we're so persecuted."
the Communocratic Party.
There you go.
Communocratics.
There you go. Thank you. So, folks, yeah, what's that song by The Who? Meet
Can't
the Who.
you won't get fooled again.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, they're still being fooled, and they don't know it.
Here comes the new boss,
Same as
just
the old
like
boss.
the old
Right.
boss.
Same as the old boss.
Gather my friend, do 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 do,
Yeah,
and we
right.
won't get
That's a great
fooled
song.
again.
I'm surprised they got away with that one. They're obviously referring to Jews, right?
Well.
Okay. All right, number 53, the myth of secular Jews. If there's one thing that binds all Jews together, it is their shared hatred of Yahshua Messiah. Of course, this was written for, the general public who still use the term Jesus Christ. This goes for Orthodox, Reform, Conservative, Atheist, and Agnostic Jews. This hatred is the driving force of Jewish culture. This hatred of Christ is
Oh,
so
yeah.
pervasive in Jewish society that no individual Jew can escape it. The only way a Jew can escape it is to reject Judaism and Jewish society altogether. But that involves leaving all of your friends and relatives permanently. This is a very difficult decision for an individual Jew to make, for it involves life-altering consequences. It would be very hard for a Catholic, for example, to reject his religion, culture, and family. It is even harder for a serpent. Secular
Okay, you're
Jews.
cutting out.
Oh, yeah, I can't help it. I've been having computer problems all morning. So
Well, that's
hopefully.
the old computer, right?
Right. Okay, because I haven't been able to upload all the programs I need on a new computer. Well, we're getting there, folks. Man, this is a struggle
Be
to stay on
patient.
the. Yeah, it's a struggle to stay on the air, folks. Anyway, so secular Jews suffer from the same persecution complex that religious Jews do. They
Yep.
sing this song, "We of the martyr race. We are the martyr race." Now, let me ask you, Pastor Steve. Are Jews persecuted in America? Are they persecuted in America?
No, they make out like they are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they have as a group, as an ethnic group, they have more money than any other ethnic group. They have more power than any other ethnic group, and they have organizations all over the place, which influence, and they even say, "We have the ear of the president." They admit that. Yet they still claim to be
They got
persecuted.
more than ears.
Yeah. It's just another Jewish, in fact, in this case, it's a Jewish joke. They laugh at us because we believe these lies. Okay.
Some
Let me
do.
just dump down to Malachi 1, 3, and 4. Or is it true that the Jews are not Israel at all, but Esau the race mixer? Quote, "Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith Yahweh? Yet Jacob I have loved, and I hated Esau, and made his mountains waste, and his heritage a wilderness of dragons." Malachi 1:3-4. What is dragons here? What's that word?
Those are jackals.
Okay, so again, another type of dog. It's another type of
Yeah.
dog. Okay. If this xenophobic hatred by the Jews, who so loudly and proudly proclaim to be a blessing to all mankind, is so enigmatic, then only Yahweh knows why. Maybe the Jews should seek his counsel. Right?
No, they say that Yahweh seeks a rabbi's counsel.
That's right. We covered that last week. The Jews say that Yahweh stands reading the Talmud so that a rabbi could explain it to him. Talk about arrogance. Okay. Folks, it's time for the world to wake up. of this great impersonation by the Jews of Israel. This is what's keeping the entire world flummoxed and obedient to Jewish politics and Jewish religion. It's incredible. And then we know that any like a Hollywood actor, Marlon Brando, for example, went on public television, or paid television, not public television, and said the Jews control Hollywood. Then there was immediate outrage, and he had to apologize for that statement. And then who was the other actor?
He never worked again.
Right. He never worked again.
Mel Gibson?
Yeah. But he said, yeah. And he's an outcast of Hollywood. He doesn't work in Hollywood. He has his own studio in London. So he had to leave Hollywood after he complained the Jews control Hollywood. Okay? So who's persecuted, Pastor Steve? Who's really persecuted?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about all this pedophilia and the casting couch and all the little kids?
Right.
You
it's
don't
all coming
get
out.
To part the picture unless you fool around with yeah. Uncle Jaime.
That's right. And the mass media never points out that that these are
come,
Jews.
Come sit on my lap, little sweetie. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little boy.
Weinstein, right?
Frankenstein.
Yeah, the media does not point out the fact that he is a Jew. They're still pretending
they
to be white
to?
When it
just
suits them.
Just take one look at him. Oh,
yeah, I know. Just like that shooter in Parkland. I mean, just you look at his face, you see he's a mongrel. Okay, yeah. Please take thesis number 54. I hope
okay.
We're waking a few people
the
up.
The myth of the ethical Jew is a fantasy that many Jews actively engage in. It is based on the idea that the Jews have been paramount in defending the rights of non-whites against a harsh white Christian society.
Oh, are they milking that
they
today or what?
As backward, reactionary, yeah. Narrow-minded, bigoted, extremist, anti-Semitic, blah, 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 blah. They point with pride to the civil rights movement, anti-colonialism, multiculturalism, feminism, homoeroticism, etc. So
and
they claim
this
to
was
be
written
the
a while ago before pedophilia became so popular.
What book? The Talmud, man.
Yeah,
not
right.
The Bible.
That's right.
It is a rare moment, indeed, if they ever quote the Bible, no matter how religious they might appear to be. They'll quote the Mishnah, they'll quote the Talmud.
Right. The Kabbalah. They'll quote the
Kabbalah.
Right. And make converts to the Kabbalah. Madonna is one of them.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Big time. These Jews are basically ultra-left liberals who believe that Jewish liberalism is far superior to Christian conservatism. Their motive is not hate, quote-unquote. Their motive is peace and justice, quote-unquote, for the less privileged whom they condescend to help. As long as there are whites to point an angry, self-righteous finger at, they use the poor as a weapon against
them. That's right.
No sanctimony here. Hence, they favor every possible means by which to disenfranchise white Christians and impoverish them by taxing the middle class into poverty. They know that only whites have the intelligence and ability to dethrone their empire of deception. And I must comment that the whites are waking up.
They're waking
gradually,
up.
Gradually.
Yes, slowly.
Waking up.
Oh, Europe is turning to the right, swinging to the right.
Oh, yeah.
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 They're beginning to figure it out. They still don't know what the Jews are behind it.
They're engineering their own destruction.
That's right. That's a good sign. That's a very good sign.
So they advocate attacking everything that is white or Christian. This is an axiom. To be Jewish is to be anti-white and anti-Christian. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very true. And we got Pastor Dan in the chat. Hi, Dan. And let's see.
We're struggling through with the technical difficulties, but you know, we're making do. Yeah, so the difference, you ended at the difference between an ethical Jew, quote unquote. Should I continue or do you want to continue?
And a normal Jew is that the ethical Jew, quote unquote, actually begins to believe his own rhetoric.
Right.
They BS themselves.
That's right.
That poker face facade is never dropped, even among their fellow unethical Jews.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The Jewish poker face consists of trying to put on a righteous face while they stab you in the back.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It is a fact of life that middle-class Jews are also victimized by these generalized assaults on the middle class. White. Middle-class white.
Yeah.
But they are expendable to cannon fodder. Okay.
That's
in the
right.
minds of the Jewish overpresence, the rabbinate.
Yeah, okay? The Oberjuden. Yes.
That's just the way the cookie rolls.
Sorry. You're expendable too, little Jew.
Yeah, you're cannon fodder.
You're cannon fodder.
Few Jews realize just how they are being manipulated by their own leaders. All right, let me stop right here. Pigs are cannibals.
Mm. Yes.
If you got an injured pig, the others will attack it and eat it.
Mm.
That's what the Jews do to their own.
The devil eats his own.
Eats his own.
Mm-hmm.
The most important issue is to inflict self-righteous vengeance upon whites. Even if a few of the chosen are sacrificed along the way. Life has no greater joy than avenging perceived injustice against one's fellow Jews.
Judaism is all about vengeance. It's all about vengeance.
Well, Lucifer hates Yahweh because he can't be Yahweh.
That's right.
Well, they hate us because they can't be us.
Because they have his DNA, they have his attitude.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Like father, like son.
There you go. Like mother,
when
like daughter.
When taxes on the middle class rise disproportionately, savvy Jews can always establish hedge funds to dodge taxes. While most Christians who are not so conniving do their duty, quote unquote, and pay these escalating taxes. These taxes pay for the welfare state, which greatly benefits non-whites. In other words, they buy favor.
That's right.
And employs many professional Jews, especially Jewish lawyers, consultants, lobbyists, bureaucrats, and social scientists.
Communists. Yes.
Who work at do-nothing jobs for the government, and then the same ethical Jews can proudly gloat about how they have helped minorities.
Yes, yes.
Oh, we just want to help
while collecting big paychecks.
Okay.
Boy, talk about, what's the word? Cynicism? Hypocrisy? I mean, there's got to be a word that describes somebody who pretends to be righteous and screws people over all over the place, including their own.
Well, Joel Osteen.
Yeah.
John Hagee.
Yep. It's a Luciferian hypocrisy. I mean, it's calculated, and they love it. They enjoy being hypocritical and exploitative. They just love it. But yet they, with their poker face, the average person, the general public, cannot see through the facade. He cannot see through it.
No. They don't want to because they'd have to change your lifestyle.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay.
We're coming down the end of the hour here.
Right.
We're getting close.
Yeah,
so
let's
we
go
ought
through
to have
the,
a little discussion.
Right. Let's go through the Franz Boas section because this is very important. But go ahead. Please continue.
By Sam Francis?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really long
thing. We'll just go into it and cover what you can.
And I'll mark where we stop.
Yes. Okay.
Two of the major superstitions. Two of the major. I'm hearing myself.
Superstitions. Okay. Right.
Two of the.
Okay. Get it together, Pastor Steve.
Too much fun.
Yeah.
Two of the major superstitions of our time are the notion that man is merely a blank slate whose behavior is merely the product of the social environment and its sister, that race doesn't exist. Yet, one by one, the pseudo-scientific sources of these myths are being discredited by serious scientists. And last week, one of the biggest sources of all took a nosedive.
No, it's very clear, folks, that the Jews deny that race exists. The liberals deny that race exists. The Judeo-Christians deny that race exists. The communists deny it.
The translators of the Bible translated everything into man.
Right.
And they eliminated Adam, which is a specific type of
It's a specific race, yes.
That the Bible was written for. Wasn't written to the other bipedal hominids.
That's
was
right.
Written for the Israelites.
Yeah. So the only group of people that the Jews haven't deceived on this count are the white nationalists and Christian identity. But the white nationalists still believe the Jews are Israel. Okay? So they're still deceived. Back to you.
Yes. Franz Boas, often called the grandfather of modern anthropology, of the idea that race is not very meaningful, not a very meaningful concept, merely a social concept.
And he was a Jew. Franz Boas was a Jew. All right.
Not found in nature, probably ranked Karl Marx and Sigmund Freud. I mean, Freud as one of the most influential thinkers of the modern age.
How did these perverts become influential thinkers?
Well, money.
Yeah, there you go. Jewish money.
As a Columbia professor from 1899 to 1942, he virtually created modern anthropology and students he trained, among them Margaret Mead and some of the most famous names in the field, dominated the discipline until only a few years ago. One of Boas's favorite targets was so-called scientific racism. And much of his own writing was intended to combat what he saw, sometimes rightly, as unscientific or simply false thinking about race. But it now turns out that Boas himself was guilty of no small degree of unscientific blunder, and maybe even...
Oh, surely not. Pastor Steve. Fraud?
Oh, no.
A
fraud?
Jew guilty of fraud? No.
Fraud?
Can't be.
Oh, no. Sigmund Freud. Oh, no. In 1912, Boas published what became a classic study that claimed to show that the skull shapes, cranial forms, of the descendants of European immigrants to the United States altered from those of the original immigrants. Boas offered no explanation why the changes took place, but if they were real, his finding pretty much wiped out the idea that different racial and ethnic types differ in fixed physical characteristics. Like Negroes have an extra bone in their foot that we don't have.
Now, wait a minute. Do Negroes that move to America change their racial characteristics? Is that scientific? Is that historical? Well, is that factual?
They quit killing each other so much and branch out and start killing other people.
Well, because the whites had more money, right?
But the Crips and the Bloods are still fighting.
That's right. That's right.
The Cachahundas and the Mamba Jabbas.
Right.
It's all the jive bone.
So this is clearly pseudoscience. And this guy, Boaz, is taken seriously by academics. Can you believe it?
Yeah, he was.
Can you believe it?
It is no accident that Boaz was a lifelong sympathizer of Marxism.
right?
Well, we got less than 3 minutes here, brother.
Yeah, this is too
I
good.
I think we need to.
We want to do this. Oh,
we
detail.
Need to promo the calendars.
All right.
Calendars.
Right.
You got to mention the calendar.
I can't get the picture of the calendar up on the website.
I know. I've got my calendar. Eli sent me one. He's got them. It is the best yet. It is absolutely
it's gorgeous.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Brother Abar. It's absolutely gorgeous. Okay. The only way to get it right now is by mail. Okay. You send a check for $20. And in the envelope, just put down calendar. It's all you need to say, and your return address, and make the check out to ANP, which is American National Publishing, Post Office Box 41-1373, Chicago, Illinois 60641. We've got about a month before the new year begins, and about a month and a half before a Feast of Passover. Okay, so. To get your wall calendar now. It's an absolutely gorgeous piece of work. Again, send a check for $20 to ANP, Post Office Box 41-1373, Chicago, Illinois 60641. You can also get it over at Anglo-Saxon Israel, from which this document we're reading from, anglo-saxonisrael.com. And just go to the store section, and you can contribute by PayPal. $20, and just make a note that you want the calendar, and then I'll get you that calendar in the mail pronto. Okay? So those are the two ways. Again, that's www.anglo-saxonisrael.com, and go to the store, and you can make a contribution for a calendar there. We don't, it's on a contribution basis, so that we avoid having to pay retail taxes. The less money we give to the Jews, the better. Okay, folks, thank you, Pastor Steve. We'll pick this up next time. And this Franz Boas, he's a really destructive Jew, one of the most destructive Jews who ever lived. And people don't know about him because they don't want you to know about him. All right? Okay, folks, thanks for listening. Praise Yahweh, pass the ammunition, and we'll see you next time.